Good afternoon. Welcome back. Quick Hits with Dre. Could be afternoon, could be evening, could be morning. So good whatever for you out there. Hope it's going good and well and all that jazz. Thanks for joining. Let's dip our toe in last night's action, get it out of the way. Touch upon tonight's games with the locals, and then we're gonna hit it hard for NFL. So, I think I like this Tuesday to Thursday format that I have going on right now. As time goes on, perhaps I'll go to 5 days. But as you saw last couple days, sometimes I feel like I'm talking to myself, right? I talk to myself all the time. I'm sure you do too, out loud in your head. But, sometimes, you want to talk to people, right? So that being said, don't expect an episode tomorrow or this weekend. We'll be back at it next Tuesday with a plethora of stuff to cover, including, I'll leave you in suspense with, how I feel the weekend will go football wise, but that'll give you an opportunity Tuesday. Either I come in gloating with my chest puffed out, or I got to limp in there again and admit that maybe I should just keep my mouth shut. I won't. I'll do it again next Thursday. Keep going until something's got to stick. Got to be right at some point. But Knicks took care of business last night, 109-94 against the Rockets. Yeah, they kept it close for a little bit. They did do that. But boy, it's fun. It's fun when they turn on the Jets. It really is. It is. I don't know if you had a chance to watch the game, but seeing Randle make that extra pass to OG, and he goes in for the dunk. Ah, man. You just hope. Here's what I worry about. It's all fun and games when you got a cushy lead. But when things get tight and butts start getting tight, people get nervous, the ball stops moving. And then it becomes one-on-one basketball. So love to see the teamwork. Love to see the ball moving. We got to keep it moving though, boys. All right, guys. Got to keep it moving. Can't be messing around. So good to see. Exciting. Love it. I got faith for now. I said the Nets were going to have a problem. Well, I thought that they could win the game. I'm lying. I thought they could win the game. I thought the Trail Blazers were bad enough. They got one of their kids who's very good, who was out with an injury. And the Nets found a way to lose 105-103. I hope you didn't stay up for it, you Net fans. I really hope you didn't. And then the Devils lost to the Canadiens. So there you have it, 3-2 at home. Not good, Devil fans. Not good, kids. Not good at all. So tonight on the docket, Knicks are back in action against the Wizards at home. We're going to be saying that a lot, Knicks at home, for the next couple weeks, just as an FYI. That's a 7:30 start. It's off a back-to-back. It's off a back-to-back, but they should be able to take care of business. You and I can both agree. They should beat the Wizards. Hopefully they don't. Look, the last thing you want to do is let a team believe. So that's my only thing. Let's not have them believing in the first half that they got a shot. Let's put them down easy, put them down quick, and then maybe we can rest some of these guys. Maybe Brunson can be out of the game quickly. That would be nice. Then you got the Rangers at they're out in Vegas against those Stanley Cup champion Golden Knights at 10 p.m. I think I said that. They're a good hockey team. The Rangers are a good hockey team. Should be a good game. Maybe it's another one of those litmus tests. that I love talking about. I think I like saying litmus. All right. Now that we got locals out of the way, not that I want to get them out of the way, but I am watching golf right now. It's only Thursday. Nothing to report. It's a big field. So let's talk NFL football. That first game, guys, it's and gals, guys and gals, it's Saturday. It's Texans in Baltimore. It's a 4:30 start. You're looking at 27 degrees. Hey, 27. It's my lucky number. And, you know, one of the things that worries me about, again, I don't want to make everything about the 2007 Giants. But it's not just them. You see a trend, right, of teams that just make it into the playoffs, right, kind of squeak on in. I'm looking at you, Packers. And the Texans, right? The Texans, I wouldn't say they squeaked, but there's parts of the year, you know, we weren't really sure what they were. I don't think we're necessarily sure today. But do they believe? Confidence is one of those things. It's fleeting, but it's also a huge advantage. Coming in with momentum, feeling good, pummeling the Browns. Defense played well in that game. But this isn't Joe Flacco that used to play on the Baltimore Ravens. Super Bowl winning Joe Flacco. This was a popcorn eating, feed up Joe Flacco. I was retired Joe Flacco. Got a phone call. I'll make a few bucks. Play for the Browns. And look, he played well. Great season. But the Baltimore Ravens aren't the Cleveland Browns. So could Texas be? Can the Texans go in there and make believers out of everyone else? If they win this game, there people are going to eyebrows will raise. People will start believing, but they're going to have to beat the Ravens in order for that to happen. Obvi. They believe. 53 guys in that room believe. But the Ravens are the real deal. Lamar Jackson's my guy. There was a window there where I had some. He wanted more money in Baltimore. I thought maybe a couple years ago the Giants could have made a trade for him. Would have been the best thing in the world. Can you imagine Lamar Jackson, Saquon Barkley? Oh. I can dream. So I'm not trying to be go with the favorite because it bit me last week. But I like the Ravens. The Ravens at home, right? They're rested. But a 10-7 team coming off a win, that whole momentum thing, confidence thing, scares me a little bit. I won't lie. It does scare me. But you got a rookie quarterback playing on the road. He's good, though. CJ Stroud is. They got something there. I really think they do. But I'm going with the Ravens. That's it. Putting the gavel down on it, slamming the gavel down. It's the Ravens for me. I'll be rooting for them, obviously. But who doesn't love an underdog? Who doesn't like rooting for the team that nobody thinks is going to win? When you watch the pregame, if you watch the pregame, is everyone going to pick the Ravens? Who's going to be the one who picks the Texans? Right? The Texans is a fun pick. It's almost more fun to pick the Texans. Because if you're wrong, you're like, they lost to the Ravens. One number one seed had a bye. But if you get it right, you look like a genius. So I'm not going to go that route. I have rooting interests. I got a futures bet. I'd love to cash it. It would be fun. Maybe I'll double down if they go to the Super Bowl. All right, so the 8:15 game on Saturday is Packers at 49ers. It's going to be rainy, 60 degrees. And again, I mean, I could run back what I just said about the Texans-Ravens game and insert the Packers for everything I said about the Texans, only with the Packers and Jordan Love instead of CJ Stroud. And I like Jordan Love. I wasn't a believer. I'll admit, I think... Part of the problem is turnovers, forcing issues, rookie stuff. But man, he threw some passes last week that I really liked watching. He's got different arm angles, little Patty Mahomes, and he makes throws. He's got a gunslinger mentality to him, which I like. I like that. So I like the Packers more than I like the 49ers. So here I go again, on my own, going with my heart over my head. But I can't pick all favorites, right? That wouldn't be fun either. But I do think that this is a team that won last week, convincingly, mind you, against the Dallas Cowboys, who hadn't lost all year at home. Now the Dallas Cowboys have their own warts and, you know, haven't won a playoff game in, I don't know, in a long time. Maybe they've won one in the last decade, something silly like that. So, but this is that game that maybe the underdog beats a number one seed. I mean, Packers are ranked 7th. Niners obviously come off a bye. Problem is the Niners have so many weapons. They got so many weapons. Can the Packers offense keep up with the Niners offense? Can the Packers defense stop the 49ers offense with all those weapons? It's going to take Purdy to, I mean, maybe a sack. Look, here's what's going to have to happen in order for the Packers to win this game. And it still might not happen, but you're going to need turnovers. Captain Obvious statement by me. But you're going to need a forced fumble, return for a touchdown, pick six for a touchdown. Maybe a missed field goal in there by the Niners, punt return for a touchdown, whatever. Like that, it's going to take all hands on deck for the Packers to pull off an upset. But I like it. I like it, so I'm going to take it. So if they do lose, then it's like, hey, you know what? You know, so they lost to the 49ers. So I like the Packers. Give me the Packers. I'll be rooting for the Packers. The Niners, you know, I mean, obviously they haven't had a boatload of success here since the young Steve Young and Joey Montana days. But it's too many. I know too many Niner fans here in New York, sadly. They're front runners. Let me just say that right now. They didn't grow up watching the Niners because they're from San Francisco. Now, of course, obviously, there's San Francisco 49er fans who are from San Francisco and perhaps moved to New York, or, you know, obviously they're out there on the West Coast and they're rooting for them. That's cool. But not the people I know. They just chose to jump on a wagon. Either their parents did or they did, because at the time they were good. And the New York football Giants stunk, or the New York Jets stunk, or the Buffalo Bills are up there and they don't, no one on Long Island or in the city roots for Buffalo. You only root for Buffalo if you're from Buffalo and that region up there. So nothing would make me happier than for the Niners to lose. So I'm going to root for the Packers. I'm going to pick the Packers. All right. So there. Okay. Let's move on. That's two games on Saturday. All right. Of course, now I guess I can't even watch that game. I just remembered. I mean, the 4:30, I might get a snippet of it. Probably have to listen to it in the radio. So I'll be driving. And then I'm going to a dinner Saturday night or some sort of, I know I went to a dinner last Saturday night, but you know, it is the weekend and I have plans. It's a birthday celebration. I think it's just drinks, maybe some nibbles. Maybe we might get dinner beforehand. We'll see. Don't quote me on it. So yeah, I won't even get to really watch those games. I'll track them. Maybe they'll have it on at the bar. Yeah, they probably will. It's not on, you know, it's not on a streaming service. And then you got Sunday's games. You got it's a 3 o'clock and a 6:30. Love it. You got the 3 o'clock is Bucks Lions. And now I'm all over the place with this game. All over the place. Lions are at home. Buccaneers did a thing last week. Beat the Eagles. So it's funny. It's like I gave them zero chance last week. I gave the Packers zero chance last week. And here they are. And then they got me thinking. Right? I mean, Cowboys were no slouch. Eagles floundered a little down the stretch, but they were 9-1 at one point. We can go back and look at all the teams and see how many teams stunk. But they beat some teams in there. Look, they went on the road. They beat Kansas City in Kansas City. Right? So they weren't nothing. Not having Brown hurt them. Not having A.J. Brown hurts. I think A.J. Brown. Yeah, Brown. But that was impactful. It changed things. That's one less guy they got a game plan for, right? But it's not a winnable game for the Bucks. But it's a feel-good story for the Lions. I like the Lions. I like what they got going on. They made things a little bit more shaky than I thought they were last week. Than I thought they were going to make them. But I still like them. I still think overall they're a better football team. Think they got to get back to smash mouth football. But the Bucs can do a thing. I think this is the end of the run for Baker Mayfield in the playoffs. But they already proved me wrong once, so who am I, right? Who am I? Going to take the Lions. It's in a dome, so we don't have to worry about temp. So here I go. I took a favorite again. And so that's what it is. But I like Goff. I like the story of the Lions, and I like their defense and their running game. So just don't turn the ball over. And I think they'll force some turnovers from the Bucks. I do. I think it's a little different playing at home, playing on the road when you're not used to playing in the playoffs. Right? Unless, of course, you're Eli Manning and you're just, you know, a Hall of Fame quarterback. But, you know, not everyone can be Eli Manning. Anyway, all right. Moving on here. So that's a 3 o'clock on Sunday for you guys and gals. And then the 6:30. Chiefs in Buffalo. Now it's going to be actually very warm in Buffalo. I think they might be in shorts and t-shirts. It'd be 25 degrees. Those Bill fans. Crazy son of a guns up there. And I think if you've heard me talk about the Chiefs yesterday, last week, you kind of know where I stand and you know where I stand. I'm going Bills. I'm rooting for the Bills. I think it's going to be a really close game. I think the Chiefs are the Chiefs. I just don't know if they have the weapons that they need to have unless Kelce steps up and starts catching passes again. Running wise, I think the Bills can control the clock, possession. But I think it'll come down to who's got the ball last. I think it's going to be one of those types of games. There's going to be a lot of points scored. Unless, you know, there's a lot of wind or something like that. You know, I can see it being like a 25-20. Or not 25-20, but 27-20, 27-24, something along those lines. And actually, I didn't give you points for any of the other games. How dare I? Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. So yeah, I really don't have much on that Bills Chiefs other than everything I've already said about them in prior episodes. I'm going Bills all the way. I like Josh Allen. Can't turn the ball over. Duh. Got to run to pick up first downs when there's no one to throw to. And got to hold on to the football. Right? And I'll just put my Captain Obvious hat on. But I mean, when you get into the playoffs, these possessions are crucial. Right? And you can't give them up for anything. Better to punt it away, keep field position, and let your defense go to work. But you can't have them on the field. Three and outs, they're going to kill you. They're going to kill you. So, that Lions-Bucks game, that's 21-17, 21-13. I think points are going to be hard to come by in that game. Packers-Niners. 30-27, Packers. They're going to have to score. The Niners are going to score. It could be higher. But I don't have a magic ball, so. And then the Ravens-Texans. Again, I think we're looking at high-scoring, high-octane football. You know, not going to say that defenses don't win championships. But we're still only in the divisional round. And we saw some points last week. So I think you're going to see points in this game. I think you're looking at 35 Ravens, 30 Texans. I just pulled that out of thin air. So like a rabbit out of a hat. That's what I got. So that's what you're looking at for football. Should be fun. I'm excited. I should get to watch Sunday's games. Maybe fingers crossed. And that's it. That's what you get. You get 22 minutes of me today, and you'll have to wait a long, long weekend until next Tuesday for a recap, but I appreciate you listening. Any comments, any questions, throw it up there. I'll happily answer and hear. Love to hear what your thoughts are, what you're thinking, and who you like this week. So, cheers, guys.